Alaska's Bristol Bay sockeye fishery is intense, lucrative, and also remote. Much of the fish landed there is frozen whole and shipped long distances for secondary processing. Although the product is famous, there are some who think the quality could be improved. In Sitka, a pair of entrepreneurs is betting $2 million that they can deliver a better Bristol Bay sockeye. Meet Northline Seafoods. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
The relentless pace of sockeye fishing can't be overstated. Two openings a day, 4 hours between openings, with harvests topping 13 million pounds a day during the peak of the season in June. 12 processors buy fish in Bristol Bay, and next year there will be a 13th. Northline.
There'll be three more of these ice machines when we get done.
This is Pat Glob, who, with his partner Ben Blakey, has bought a 150-foot former helicopter logging barge and is converting it into a floating fish processor. When it's done, this facility will be able to freeze up to 300,000 pounds of whole sockeye a day while tied to the banks of the Ugashik River, about 85 miles south of Naknek, where the nearest processors are located. But right now, these guys are over 800 miles away from Bristol Bay in a makeshift office aboard the barge moored at Sitka's industrial park. Any other year, both Blakey and Glob would be fishing in Bristol Bay now instead of building a seafood plant. Blakey has leased out his boat for the summer.
I spent pretty much every summer in Bristol Bay since I was a kid. That's actually where I met Pat.
We're fishing partners when we both started fishing in the bay many, many years ago.
Their idea is simple. Ice where it's needed. The length of time a Bristol Bay sockeye spends in the hold of a gillnetter until it's delivered to a tender or processor is highly variable. Some fishing boats are equipped to refrigerate seawater to cool down their catch. Most are not. Blakey and Glob want to close that gap.
There's a real need in the bay for chilled fish. There's nobody in the world that wouldn't say that there isn't a portion of that fleet that hasn't the ability to take care of these fish properly. We feel this thing will fill that need.
Pat Glob is a self-taught engineer and one of Alaska's most prolific seafood plant builders. This barge is actually his 11th processor. Technically a tender, this barge will operate with around 20 people as opposed to the 200 or so needed to run a processor on shore.
There's a lot of communities in Alaska that can't really support or can't support a full-time cannery or a processor with that many people because they don't have enough volume. If a outfit like this can get by with less overhead and lower labor costs, they might be able to, park it in front of a more isolated area.
The barge has four levels. Topmost is the former helipad, which will be used for net storage. Below that are the offices and crew quarters. On deck, Glob's crew is installing evaporators for the huge freezers, and there is a large area with cranes for offloading fish. Below decks is a massive compressor, one of three planned, and holding tanks for fish and frozen slush. Glob will test the barge's processing capability right here later this summer on pink salmon, around 90,000 pounds a day. In the fall, he'll haul out the barge on a ramp that the industrial park has authorized him to build on his leased land and prep the hull for its voyage to Bristol Bay next spring. The labor on the barge will be devoted to sorting the fish by quality, and that's where Glob hopes to find a premium price.
What we want to do is we want to dump them out, take a good look at them, right? Even pull three fish out and check them and make sure they test out. And if they don't test out, we can call them aside. And it's not a punishment to the fishermen. It's feedback for the fishermen and not punishing our market, who will get those randomly if I just dump them in as they're doing now, right?
This is what Glob thinks will be the game changer for Bristol Bay. Accurate grading, more high quality fish, a longer lasting product, and community-oriented employment in some of the more remote corners of the region. Glob builds with the future in mind. He introduces me to his son-in-law, and I look around and notice that except for Glob, there's no one over 30 at work on this project.
I often ended up with 15 or 20 people in their 20s who were just coming into the work world in their lives looking for a career instead of just a way to keep their hands busy.
If this pilot project is successful, he and Blakey plan to build at least three more processing barges, brand new from scratch, in Sitka's industrial park. Each will cost around $5 million. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.